Jaguars started practice, getting ready for the Seattle Seahawks. This is Wednesday at San Jose State University. Jaguars back on the field coming up a little later on Thursday. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Mazda, J.P. Shadrick with the senior writer for Jaguars.com, John Osier. We're outside the team hotel in Fremont, California, as the Jags continue the week of preparation for the Seattle Seahawks. We're coming to you early today before practice because of the time zone difference. Well, John, it starts with the news yesterday. Maurice Jones-Drew was held out of practice with that ankle injury, the tendon strain. What do you expect today and later in the week?
I'm not sure that was a big surprise, first of all. They had talked about MJD being out the week and then playing. He had some swelling, but from what they say, he's going to try to play. I think it's still very much a wait-and-see situation, but we'll see what happens Sunday.
Yesterday on Wednesday, Blaine Gabbert actually listed as limited in practice. That's good news. We saw him throwing the football around a little bit. Progress, right?
Well, Gus Bradley used the word stretch. It's still a long shot if he's going to play. I don't think they're thinking about that, but it's certainly good news that he's throwing a little bit, throwing very light. They listed him as limited, but I wouldn't expect to see him play on Sunday.
Communication will, of course, be an issue this week with the noise in Seattle. It has been an issue the last couple of weeks on the offensive line, especially, John. We talked to Luke Jokel yesterday about a little of that, and it's got to get cleaned up this week.
Well, if it's been an issue in the past, it's certainly going to be an issue in Seattle because it's loud. All the guys on the line need to get better. Jokel's talked about that a little bit. I'm still not worried about Jokel. I think he'll get those problems worked out.
And the Seattle crowd actually set a Guinness World Record for crowd noise at a sporting event last week on Sunday Night Football. One of the big storylines in this game could be on the outside. The Seahawks certainly have those big corners that Gus Bradley liked to have there. They play man coverage. It's something that we haven't seen a lot, at least the Jags haven't seen it. It could be good news for Cecil Shore.
Well, it's good news and it's bad news. He's getting one-on-one coverage, which he hasn't gotten at all this year, but he's going against Richard Sherman, so it's a tough matchup. He's been wanting some one-on-one coverage. Dever's been wanting to get him in that situation. Now is the time, but it's a tough test.
We go behind enemy lines now. Quarterback Chad Henne talked about facing that man coverage.
This week it's going to be mano a mano. They're not going to, you know, take two guys over top of them. They're just going to press them and play man-to-man and see what we can do with it. And, you know, I believe in Cecil and I believe in all the other guys. So we just got to win our one-on-one matchups and run good routes and put the ball where it needs to be.
Jaguars are back on the practice field today at San Jose State University, day two of three in preparation for the Seahawks. We'll have a live Inside the Jaguars from San Jose State today at 5:45 Eastern time, so join us then. For John Osier, I'm J.P. Shadrick. That's it for right now on Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Mazda.